Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
By the way, we had the story earlier from The Athletic talking about the Alliance of American Football, that Tom Dundon, the Carolina Hurricanes owner, had to infuse them with $250 million in cash to keep them basically solvent for week two. The Athletic reported that the league was in danger of not making payroll on Friday, but Charlie Ebersole, the AAF's co-founder and CEO, disputed that Dundon provided the league with a financial bailout, saying, quote, "This has been an extraordinary undertaking for us. It's a giant challenge and opportunity, and as a startup, you are constantly looking for some peace of mind. When we got out of the first week of games, we saw there was a much interest from investors, and if we had one person who could take care of us for a very long time, that would be great." So what he's saying is, and to make this a little different, is that it's about finding a way to long-term not worry about things other than they
were just get another investor. You know, the report is that they weren't going to make payroll in week two.
Yeah.
And that Tom Dundon bailed him out with the $250 million investment, of which now he's become the league's new chairman.
Good perks.
He got a title with that. And basically, Ebersole is saying, no, you know, we're always looking for investors, something that could take care of us. So there seems to be a difference of opinion as far as whether that money was to bail them out and help them make payroll in week two, as opposed to just someone who saw the league is doing well and just another investor.
Yeah, so that, by the way, that story that attributes the details, the AAF missing payrolls from The Athletic, the story that we're referencing is from our own Emily Kaplan. So all of that interesting information, and you're right, that's the one nature of it, because when we talked to Charlie on the show, he mentioned, and this was his words, "We are a tech company that owns a football league," is how he phrased it, because he said they went to Silicon Valley. They sold the idea of the technology, the player tracking in the league that was going to help in-game betting and all the predictions and things that went along with that. And we didn't know how much money goes along with that. It is a startup and the idea of that. So it's going to be very interesting. That was why I asked him the question, because this is one of the challenge of leagues that while there is an association with the NFL, there's not a financial backing.
I didn't think this one with the names involved, I thought they were going to be set there. I mean, when you were in the FXFL, you guys didn't get paid for your last two games. I mean, that it got to be a bad situation there. I thought with the backing here, and I also think next year the XFL, with Vince McMahon and the money that they have in the startup, that they wouldn't, and neither one of these would be in a position like that you always want to make sure you take care of the little things, but making sure you have enough money. I in all honesty, I didn't think that was going to be an issue here.
Well, I mean, having all the names involved to me doesn't beget that you've got some great amount of financial backing. I get the confidence in those.
That's what I thought, is because of those guys, when you're going to investors, look who we have, you know, invest in this product. I would have thought that would not have been one of the worries.
Exactly. So we'll wait to see how real a worry this is, if this really is just in normal order for something of this nature, as Charlie's trying to put it, or if this is an indication early on that maybe the scale of this is more than they can handle. Interested to say, because, again, the product has been, I think, really good so far.
And
it's been better than we could have hoped for.
Well, again, you're right. It depends on how you want to frame this donation or investment, for lack of a better term. And we'll see what the necessities are long term going forward, as they're heading into week three, I think, of their 10-week season.
Billy McFarland and Ja Rule have some ways they could really take this thing next level. I think they should give them a call.
Oh, boy.
We're all in on that.
Yeah.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.